hope you guys dressed appropriately. We got the bubble down to about 60 degrees, so in preparation for the Jet game. And, you know, I'll take the thank yous later for having the player day off Thursday so you people don't have to come see us tomorrow. So happy Thanksgiving in advance. I know it's part of the schedule, as I can want to be as accommodating as possible to the media. So
we're going to remember that at Christmas time.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
Coach, yeah. Any special instructions you give these guys tomorrow? It's a regular off day, but also they're going to go have their Thanksgiving meals. Maybe you want them to stay away from.
Nothing special, you know. No, we just, you know, it's Thanksgiving's, you know, we just talked to the team about, you know, family's important. I know to everybody in the organization, and, you know, reach out to their loved ones that, you know, they're part of a team. They're part of a Dolphin family, and they're not going to be able to be with all their family members, just like a lot of the staff members won't. And just reach out and, you know, thank those people that have been influential in their life. But as far as, you know, just use good judgment. I mean, as far as any of that other stuff. It's Thanksgiving, for God's sake. So. Well, he's got a lot. You know, he's been with us for a long time. He's been a guy that's cross-trained at a lot of positions. He's done a lot of things. He's been exposed to the offense in a variety of formations and personnel groupings. And you know, he's a guy that's a good football player. He's got good skill, and so it's not like he hasn't been in a competitive situation. He's been out there playing and competing as a returner for us for, you know, 27 games, I think. So, you know, if he's called upon, I'm sure he'll be ready.
How would you assess what he's done as a returner this season? I mean, last year he had some big returns. Right. At this point, he hasn't really had any at this point. Yeah.
He's done a good job. We're close on, you know, we got to finish. We've been close on a couple returns that we got to do a little bit better job, both the blocking, and there's some things certainly, you know, he could do a better job at as well. But I don't think we're that far off. I think we have the capability of breaking a couple long ones here in the course of the last couple of games. And, you know, obviously those are a big boost in the arm when you can do that.
About Brian Hartline's season, we spent so much time talking about Mike Wallace, but I think Hartline leads in receptions and receiving yards. What have you thought about his season?
Yeah, he's having a good year. I mean, he's a very dependable guy. He's a guy that you know, we as a staff have a lot of confidence in. He comes out here every single day, works hard to improve and get better. He wants to be a good football player, and yeah, I think he's having a good year. Well, you know, we're really focused on, we know we have to play our best football of the year in December. I think that's universal. If you talk to 32 head coaches, they'd be telling you. And, you know, common sense would tell you, you know, we practiced, I think we told the team we had 57 practices, real football practices so far. We're only going to have 10 left in the regular season. So, you know, this should be the time. We've gotten a bunch of reps. We've gotten, you know, probably somewhere of upwards of 1,800 or 1,900 snaps as a football team in a real game. And so with, you combine all the practices, 11 games, this is the time where now you've got enough. You're not a rookie anymore. You got enough experience. You got enough practice reps. It's time to go perform at a high level. So it's more about performing at a high level than, you know, oh, my God, we got a big game here to play. We got to get our guys to perform at a high level. No, it evolves week to week. It's a process. It just evolves, I think.
Yeah, you won your first two road games and hadn't won on the road.
Right.
What needs to change, and how do you get back to that early success you got?
Yeah. Well, we've been talking to our guys a lot about, I know I've been redundant in this vein, but the fourth quarter is just so important. And again, I say we've had 8 of 11 games have, you know, virtually come down to the wire. I mean, maybe the last possession, sometimes the last play almost. And our execution in the fourth quarter in every phase, you know, we got to do better. Some games, you could point to some of them. You know, we're 4-4 in those 4-point or less games, and we've gotten it done sometimes, but other times we haven't. And we've really talked about, you know, I think our guys have been consistent as a football team, giving good effort and performing and competing hard. But we got to execute better in the fourth quarter. We just have to.
In your experience, losing games pretty much similar because you're playing a team that you play twice a year and the stakes are the same? Or does each rivalry kind of take on a personality?
I think each team's different. You know, every game, every week, there's, you know, unique challenges that each week brings. Certainly the division teams, this is a little different because we haven't seen them yet, and it's already, week 12, our 12th game. So they don't necessarily feel like a division opponent yet because we're just kind of watching them for the first time, whereas a lot of times in the division you get them relatively early, and now you're playing them again in December late. So but I think they're, the division rivalries are special. Yeah, they have good players. I mean, they have a real talented receiver. Obviously, Holmes is a very, very talented guy. Cumberland's playing very well at tight end. Both their backs, I think, have been productive for them, running the ball hard. And Smith can make all the plays. I mean, you can see it on tape. He's got a very good arm. He can move. He's elusive. He can extend plays. So it's been a good football team.
When you talk about games being more important in November and December, do you ever feel that as a coach, as a coordinator or a head coach, that this is a bigger game, that there's more importance on this game?
Well, from a preparation standpoint, you don't do anything different. You don't say, well, we're playing in December, so let's come up with a better third down plan, or let's have a better blitz package to stop their offense. I mean, you're preparing a team in a similar vein every single week because you want them to perform at a high level every week. But due to the calendar and the nature of things, you understand the reality of the situation is that the games in December become a little more important because there's no more, you don't have 10 more games to make up for it if you have a little bump in the road.
As a former coordinator, what is the best approach to take when you're playing an aggressive blitzing defense?
I think I don't think there's just one answer when you're playing a blitz team. I think you have to have multiple answers. You have to be able to get the ball out of your hand. You got to be able to protect. You got to be able to move your pocket. You got to be able to do a lot of different things. I don't think there's just one. I think if you put all your eggs in one basket, sometimes. That's not the best way to go. You have to have a comprehensive plan, and that's not something I think you invent the week of a game. That's something you think about throughout the course of your off season. You have a system in place offensively to deal with teams that pressure. Again, I haven't really. I'm just focused on our team playing as well as possible against the Jets at 1:00. I'm not really worried about any of that other stuff.
Now, I know it's a sensitive time to talk about your offensive line, but how would you describe their personality there? I mean, they seem to be a pretty fun-loving group, but how would you describe them as a group?
Very professional. They're hard-working guys. They come out here every single day. They put forth very good effort. I think they prepare well, and they compete hard.
A couple more guys?
We'll see. I mean, we're taking everybody. We've had a couple good days of practice, and we'll see how things go by the end of the week. But I think our team is practicing well.
In terms of the rookie cornerbacks, you've got Demetri Patterson, who's been sidelined for a couple of weeks on and off. Where is Jamar Taylor and Will Davis in terms of their development at the position?
Yeah. They're coming around. I mean, I think, some of the reps that they missed for a variety of reasons, I think they've finally been consistently practicing and practicing better. And they've been very competitive on the practice field. And I think they're coming along nicely.
Is it special teams that's sort of holding them back in terms of finding a role?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, Jamar, we've gotten in, more on the special team side of things than we have Will. But, not necessarily. I wouldn't say that.